to the mid-60s by early tomorrow morning. Your Monday will be one of the hottest days of the year so far, with a forecast high of about 90 degrees. If we hit that, it'll be the first time this year and 1 degree away from the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
And looking at the temperatures on this Sunday evening, it's a mild one, 70 degrees upper Marlboro, 70 degrees in Woodbridge, and 75 degrees in downtown Washington right now at 9:59 here at WTOP.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
And a good evening to you. I'm Mike Murillo, and coming up on WTOP, five teens are busted in the district for their alleged part in a drugstore robbery.
From cold and raw to sunny and hot, the spring big swing in temperature. I'm Dick Uliano.
A heads up about a race that will close part of the Dulles Greenway. I'm Sandy Kozell.
A person is on the run after is run over and killed in Northwest D.C. The driver didn't stop to help, police say. We'll take a closer look at the ruling that appears to trash non-compete clauses in 15 minutes. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Devastation in Oklahoma after dozens of tornadoes ripped through yesterday, leveling towns. Governor Kevin Stitt.
All these businesses in downtown Sulphur just overnight have been wiped out, so we need to help Sulphur rebuild.
CBS's Omar Villafranca is in the small town of Sulphur, about 80 miles south of Oklahoma City.
Tornado shredding buildings, turning them into piles of metal and brick. 19-year-old Addie Gordon was helping out at the local steakhouse when she heard sirens and ran for cover.
As we're running through the building to get down to that basement, the glass is all shattering out of the windows, and it's just like a bomb went off.
At any point, were you scared?
Oh, I screamed. I thought I was going to pee myself.
Four people were actually killed. To the war in the Middle East, where there's increased pressure by the day to get a ceasefire deal. Former State Department negotiator Aaron David Miller.
In order to have a successful negotiation, you need real urgency. And right now, I think there's no evidence that suggests that either Israel or Hamas is in a hurry to cut this deal.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu today as Israel plans to invade Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. Back here in the U.S., more protests took place all weekend on campuses of some big colleges across the country. CBS's Mark Strassman is in New York.
Dueling protests at Columbia, pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian, reflect a larger welter of opinion and emotion, passion and perceived prejudice.
People would be up in arms and protesting that right away, but because it's the Jews, I feel like nobody cares.
Well, they went in for cosmetic procedures at a New Mexico med spa and left with HIV.
The CDC believes it's the first documented cases of people contracting HIV through a cosmetic procedure using needles. Three women were getting vampire facials, which involves blood to rejuvenate the skin. But a federal investigation found the clinic reused disposable equipment. It began after a woman in her 40s had tested positive for HIV, even though she had no known risk factors. She reported exposure to needles through the procedure at the clinic. The spa closed after the investigation began, and its owner prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Caitlin Clark returned to the basketball court today for the first day of Indiana Fever training camp nearly 2 weeks after the WNBA draft. How's she feeling?
It was a good first day. It was hard, but that's what you expect for these practices. And just fun to get out there with all the girls and get ready for Friday, honestly.
That's when the team will play in their first preseason game. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
10:03 on Sunday night, April 28, 2024. 75 degrees, clear overnight lows, only in the lower and mid-60s. Gonna need light clothing tomorrow. Hello there, I'm Ian Crawford. Top local story we're following this hour, five more teens, all between the ages of 14 and 16, have been arrested after a group allegedly robbed a drugstore in Navy Yard earlier this month. D.C. police say just after 9 o'clock on the evening of April 16th, the suspects walked into a CVS on New Jersey Avenue. When they started to leave without paying, they were stopped by a security guard. One suspect reportedly threw a bottle at the guard.
Two of the teens were also charged in an assault that same day along the National Mall. A 16-year-old had already been arrested last weekend. Cold and rainy weather yesterday gave way to summer-like temperatures today and even hotter weather tomorrow. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports big swings in temperature. Not uncommon around these parts this time of year.
We're starting to move into a pattern where it's starting to warm up through this week.
National Weather Service forecaster Jeremy Geiger says after cloudy, rainy weather held temperatures to the upper 50s, it will be much hotter Monday and Tuesday.
Temperatures hovering up in the mid-upper 80s.
Geiger says clear skies plus southerly winds are bringing the warmer weather.
Winds coming out of the south, going to pump in some of this warmer air into the area. We do tend to see these bigger swings in temperatures during the spring where you're going to have big shifts from either cooler to warmer.
The forecast calls for low 80s on Wednesday.
It's going to be a taste of summer or early summer coming in the next couple of days.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
It's 10:05. Part of the Dulles Greenway is switching from allowing cars to drive on the route to opening it to runners. WTOP Sandy Kozel reports on this event coming up next weekend.
It's the 2024 Run the Greenway, happening the morning of Saturday, May 4th. The family-friendly race begins and ends on the Dulles Greenway at Loudoun Station. It features a 5K, 10K, and kids' fun run, and a virtual race option. The annual community race serves as a fundraiser for 15 local nonprofit organizations. The Greenway will be closed from Route 28 to Exit 6 at Ashburn Village Boulevard from 4:30 Saturday morning to about 11:30. The Dulles Greenway will remain open for eastbound travel. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
District police have identified the man stabbed to death outside Audi Field before last night's DC United game. Investigators got the call around 6:30 last night. When they arrived, they found 41-year-old Martin Gross Jr. of Northwest DC. He'd been stabbed several times. Gross was taken to an area hospital where he later died. Officers arrested 49-year-old Wally Shabazz of Southwest DC, charging him with second-degree murder. Detectives believe that the two knew each other and that the stabbing followed a workplace dispute. The D.C. real estate market has remained competitive this spring selling season. WTOP's Michael Toscano with details on what areas are hotter.
This season, sellers in the 20015 zip code, Chevy Chase, Barnaby Wood, and Tenleytown have had the highest average seller gain citywide at just over $481,000. That's from the Urban Turf Real Estate website. Real estate brokerage Redfin says sellers are averaging three offers and selling in about 43 days. The median sales price, $640,000. And Atom Data Solutions reports that translates into an average profit of over $160,000. Meanwhile, rents continue to rise, up 0.8% in April to over $2,100 a month. Michael Toscano, WTOP News.
A pedestrian is dead following a crash in Northwest D.C. Officers responded to the area around Georgia Avenue and Irving Street Northwest around 11:15 last night. When they arrived, they found the victim lying between cars in the roadway. Investigators believe that the person was run over by a northbound vehicle on Georgia Avenue that didn't stop to render aid. Police want to hear from anyone who may have seen anything in the area around that time. Coming up on WTOP in Money News,
what to watch in the upcoming April jobs report. I'm Mark Hamrick with more on the implications of this closely watched economic report just ahead.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Whether it's cancer, a heart condition, or another health issue that requires specialized treatment for you or a loved one, one expert is never enough. At Inova, we offer comprehensive and compassionate care from world-class experts working together across a wide spectrum of medical specialties. Learn more at inova.org/specialties.
It's 10:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th with the top down or the moonroof open. Here's Carlos Ramirez in the traffic center.
Thanks so much, Ian. Northbound DC 295, you got the crash right before Pennsylvania Avenue. Plenty of brake lights back onto 695 and the 11th Street Bridge. Be aware of that one. Inbound 395, the 3rd Street Tunnel is dealing with a work zone as well. You're down to a single lane of traffic as you make your way into the tunnel itself. However, once you're riding along the tunnel headed towards D Street and Massachusetts Avenue, everything is running smoothly. You're mostly just slow as you make your way past the taper of the work crew. If you're headed eastbound on 66,
Sounds like a few slowdowns as you make your way over towards the Roslyn Tunnel. Sounds like you got a work zone blocking the right lane as you head eastbound. It looks like this is going to be just as you make your way over towards the Roslyn Tunnel. In a loop of the Beltway, you're jammed up from the Dulles Toll Road up towards the American Legion Bridge. Two lanes are blocked over on the right-hand side of the roadway. That is for that work zone. Stay over to the left as you make your way into Maryland. So far, 270 northbound's got the work crew after 117. Right lane blocked there. And then you got just a right lane getting by between Clarksburg Road and 109, though it looks like those delays are just about clearing up. So hopefully within another few moments, that'll be completely gone. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai and with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
The forecast to get you into what's going to be a warm, at least, start to the work week. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
If you enjoyed the warmth today, prepare for some summer-like heat for tomorrow. Now, your forecast for the rest of Sunday is looking clear and calm. Temperatures falling into the 60s by tomorrow morning. It's tomorrow afternoon when the heat really cranks up with forecast high of about 90 degrees. If we hit that, which is looking more and more likely, it'll be the first time this year. It'll be also 1 degree shy of the record of 91 set back in 2017, as well as closer to the average that we see in the middle of July. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
73 degrees in Hyattsville, Herndon 72. It is 75 degrees at Foggy Bottom, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Mark Hamrick.
The surprisingly robust job market. I'm Mark Hamrick with the Bankrate.com Personal Finance Minute. Amid volatility in these complicated times, the surprisingly robust nation's job market continues to shine as a beacon. The upcoming April employment report promises insights into our current standing. Job gains have consistently exceeded expectations, with economists forecasting around 200,000 new jobs in April. Job growth in the first 3 months of the year has surpassed the monthly average for all of last year. Although job openings have decreased from their peak, opportunities for job seekers remain plentiful. Unemployment nationally has remained below 4%, marking an enduring trend since January 2022. It's the longest stretch of sub 4% unemployment since the 1960s. For job seekers, staying informed on market trends, updating skills, and seizing available opportunities are essential action items. I'm Mark Hamrick.
Green arrows across the board as we check the Asia-Pacific markets on the first day of a new work week. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 0.75%. And coming up on WTOP, they're not gone yet, but non-compete clauses in work agreements may be going away soon. A closer look just ahead. It's 10:12.
Reason number 52 to choose Diamonds Direct over any other jeweler. Only Diamonds Direct gives you a 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. Let us explain. If you buy a diamond at Diamonds Direct today and decide in the future you want to upgrade to a larger diamond, Diamonds Direct will give you 110% of your original purchase price toward the new stone. For example, let's say you bought her a $5,000 diamond last year, but now she wants to upgrade to a $6,000 diamond. Diamonds Direct will give you $5,500 toward the new one. That's 10% more than you paid the first time. Guaranteed appreciation. Whether that first diamond was $3,000 or $30,000, you get 10% more. Who else does this? And unlike other stores who claim to offer diamond upgrades, at Diamonds Direct, there's no fine print and no minimum purchase requirement. It's 10% more, period. Come into discover real value and buy with confidence. Diamonds Direct. Your love. Our passion.
It's 10:13.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SPV LLC.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Coming up tonight, we will tell you why a sheriff's deputy in Southern Maryland is off the job. It's 10:14. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-311-9595. 800-311-9595. 800-311-9595.
Springtime in the Washington region can feel like a TV game show. Is it going to be hot, cold, cloudy, or clear? WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. The closest thing to a sure thing. WTOP, Washington's top news.
Thanks for riding the wheel with us tonight at 10:15. Does your job contract or work agreement include a non-compete clause? And business practice could soon become a thing of the past. The Federal Trade Commission voted narrowly to ban those agreements this past week, though the decision is likely to be tied up in the courts for a while. Axios markets correspondent Emily Peck joined WTOP Sean and Ann to explain what non-compete clauses are and what it means to workers who won't have to work under them anymore.
These non-compete agreements for a long time were common for executives to sign or bankers, and they basically say that if you leave your job with your current employer, you can't go work for a competitor for a certain amount of time. Sometimes they also say you can't work for a competitor who within a 50-mile radius of where our office currently is. But in recent years, it hasn't just been the top paying executives who are made to sign these, but low wage workers like hairdressers, in one famous case, Jimmy John's sandwich makers, a lot of doctors and nurses too are restricted by these non-compete agreements.
So assuming this ban moves forward, how would it impact the business world and job hunting for folks who are looking for other work?
Sure. So for the business world, you know, it makes it a little bit harder to hold on to workers because it's easier for them to leave. They can get another job at a competitor that's offering to pay them more money, and off they go. So it's going to mean employers might wind up paying workers a little bit more, you know, to get them to stick around, things like that. And for workers, it means more opportunities and higher wages.
What are the business lobbies doing and saying about what's going on?
Oh, well, one day after the FTC published its final rule and the Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable, along with some local groups in Texas, filed a lawsuit to stop the rule from going to effect in a Texas court that's proven unfriendly to Biden regulations like this in the past.
Even though this sounds good for many workers, realistically, how long will it take for this ban to take effect, if ever?
That's a great question. It's supposed to take effect in 120 days, which I think is August. But it's likely that it's, like you said at the outset, that it'll get tied up in the courts. Who knows for how long and what that outcome could be. And of course, hanging over all of this is an election coming up in November. And it's not clear what happens if Biden doesn't hold the White House and we have a new kind of FTC taking over, if they would have the appetite to fight.
That is Axios markets correspondent Emily Peck. Quick look at the top stories we're working tonight on WTOP. Four dead in Oklahoma as killer tornadoes continue to terrorize the nation's heartland. President Biden and Israel's prime minister discuss Rafah and the Hamas-held hostages in a Sunday phone call. And week two of former President Trump's criminal hush money trial begins tomorrow. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 10:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th to the Traffic Center and Carlos Ramirez.
Thanks, Ian. Looks like a lot of work zones popping up here and there, but we'll start off with some of those delays first. Inner loop of the Beltway, the work crew has things slowing down from about the Dulles Toll Road up towards the American Legion Bridge until just before River Road. Two lanes on the right-hand side of the roadway still blocked off, so stay to the left. Northbound 270, the work crews are going to start to come about just as you make way past West Diamond Avenue. Should be over on the right side of the roadway there. And it looks like that vehicle fire that was causing tons of headaches has cleared. No delays between Clarksburg
and Hyattstown. Now, if you are making your way along 124, it looks like they've got a work crew once again tonight, alternating traffic. Northbound lane is completely shut down, but southbound is alternating. Call that a flagging operation between Rosewood Manor and Main Street. Follow police direction there to get on by. If you're headed on I-95 southbound, looks like the work zone, or pardon me, northbound, the work zone is after 198. Should be blocking two lanes on the right. You get two lanes on the left-hand side to get by. Northbound DC 295 got the crash just as you make your way towards Pennsylvania Avenue, causing delays back onto the 11th Street Bridge. Inbound 395, the work zone is inside the 3rd Street Tunnel. Looks like you only actually slow down on the ramps to take the 3rd Street Tunnel itself. Once you're in the tunnel, it's just fine. Virginia Spine Institute is now VSI, the ultimate choice for ultimate spine solutions. Say goodbye to back and neck pain. Visit VSIspine.com. That's VSIspine.com. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Normally, we don't have to talk about intense heat early, this early in the season, but you may want to take some precautions tomorrow. Here's the forecast from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Clear skies overnight will let temperatures fall to the mid-60s, so by tomorrow morning, you probably won't even need a jacket, as that's rather mild for this time of year. It only gets hotter from there, with a forecast high tomorrow of 90 degrees under mostly sunny skies. That'll be 1 degree shy of the record of 91 set back in 2017, as well as a lot closer to the average high that we see during the hottest time of the year, which is in the middle of July, and that average high is 90 degrees. We get a little bit of relief heading into Tuesday, expecting mostly sunny skies, but the chance of a pop-up shower or storm is possible in the afternoon, and temperatures fall to the low 80s behind this little system on Wednesday, lasting through about Friday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Lanham with 71 degrees, it's 73 in Gaithersburg, 71 in Arlington, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damages with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, Virginia's governor may have done an about-face on support for former President Trump. More news in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath and Tile, and I want to share a story about our partnership with WTOP. Many years ago, we began advertising with WTOP. The high quality of their audience matched perfectly with our target customer. It turned out to be a very smart move, one I've never regretted. I've seen the success of our partnership, and I can say that WTOP is an excellent advertising option if you need lots of high-quality customers. At Metropolitan Bath & Tile, we take great pride in the beautiful bathrooms we've created over the past 44 years. At WTOP, they take great pride in creating marketing plans for their advertisers that deliver incredible results. So if you're looking to create the bathroom of your dreams, call Metropolitan Bath & Tile. If you need help attracting new customers to your business, reach out to WTOP. Go to WTOP.com and search advertise. Metropolitan Bath & Tile. Bathroom remodeling. It's what we do. It's all we do.
This is WTOP News.
It's 10:22. I'm Ian Crawford. Thanks for spending some of your Sunday night with us. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has often distanced himself and his politics from former President Donald Trump. But as we move closer to the November election, Youngkin is praising Mr. Trump on the economy. He spoke earlier today on CNN's State of the Union.
We have low growth and high inflation. It should be flip-flopped. We should have low inflation and high growth. And it's part of our economic mission to build that. I do think President Trump built that when he was president. I think we're suffering under Joe Biden's leadership economically.
Youngkin was in Germany promoting state business deals there. A St. Mary's County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested and charged with second-degree assault. The sheriff's office says 29-year-old Deputy Donald Anthony Shoebrooks called the non-emergency line Saturday afternoon to say he was involved in a domestic dispute with his girlfriend at their home in Lexington Park. Deputies discovered that Shoebrooks and his girlfriend were involved in an argument that escalated into a physical altercation. They said she suffered minor injuries but didn't require medical attention. Shoebrooks was arrested, placed on emergency suspension with pay, pending the outcome of both criminal and internal investigations. It's 10:23, and more than 30 states and cities have laws that require employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers. But those protections are now being expanded nationwide. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports on the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act.
Under a new federal law, pregnant workers are allowed to ask for reasonable accommodations to do their jobs, including telework, schedule changes, different responsibilities, or frequent breaks. This month, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission issued its final rule to carry out the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, and the final regulation goes into effect June 18th. It applies to private and public sector employers that have 15 or more employees. Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. already have laws that require employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
How and when students can use cell phones in school is a contentious issue. Now Loudoun County's school board wants to hear from parents about a new draft policy. WTOP's Neil Loganstein says there are some limits on what schools are allowed to do.
Students and teachers may not agree on what the policy should say, but they definitely agree that it needs to be consistent.
Aaron Smith, a chief technology officer for Loudoun County Public Schools, says this new phone policy would codify practices often being used already. Elementary students not allowed to use personal tech during the school day, middle school off and away, high school students make sure it's silenced during instructional time.
But really limits it to it's off unless explicitly allowed.
He says students are allowed to carry a phone.
We get a lot of requests sometimes to block cell phones or to make sure that they don't work, and that's actually against FCC regulation, where we're not allowed to do that.
The policy says parents should avoid texting their kids unless it's an emergency. The public input period's now underway. The school board expects to vote in June to have the policy in place before the new school year in August. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Frank Hanrahan following the bouncing puck.
Trying to keep their season alive. Capitals, Rangers, they're in the third period. Let's get a live update from Cap One Arena and our Dave Preston.
8:30 to play in regulation. Frank, the Capitals trail 3-2. Artemi Panarin giving the visitors the lead with 16:39 left in the period. That the second power play goal of the night. Washington's power play, meanwhile, 0-2 on the evening. Caps getting goals from Hendricks Lapierre and Martin Fejervaara, but Alex Ovechkin and TJ Oshie have combined for one shot on goal this evening. Capitals trail 3-2, 8:05 to play in regulation.
The Nationals were winners at the Marlins again, 12-9. The victory. Nats came from 7-0 down to get the win. Nick Senzel, a two-run and a three.